Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Guy Davidi. Thank you very much for being here.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Filmmaker and presenting a film called Innocence here at the festival. So I'm a big fan of your works, and I had seen Five Broken Cameras before. It's a very powerful documentary. I'm sure some of you might have seen it. And back here with this film, would you mind just giving us a brief kind of introduction? Because it is quite a hybrid and interesting project, this one.
It's basically a film about the pressure that young Israelis, young people and children are facing in Israel as they are being prepared and tracked to become military soldiers, which is obligatory in Israel.
Right. So why is it, just so that people know, why is it, do you think?
Military service is like the most important part of identity of Israel, maybe together with the fact that it's a Jewish country. So everybody has to do it. Everybody wants to do it, or at least many people want to do it, because it is such an important part of the identity of people. So children are being kind of tracked to think of themselves as one day they will become soldiers. Mm-hmm. And it is obligatory also by the law. So you have to do, men have to do 3 years and women have to serve 2 years. There's not much choice about it, or at least they make us think that there's not much choice about it.
Yeah. And the story that's constructed from an early age, right? You mentioned myths, you mentioned the power of that as well.
Well, the beginning of the story was to track texts and to build a narration that is going to be very, very hard and difficult for people to handle, of soldiers who really were against to serve. They didn't feel like doing it. They felt it breaks their identity, it breaks their values. They are saying really hard things. It's also very poetic text. It's coming out of diaries and poetry. And these guys that are depicted in the film, the narration is built upon their voices. We are experiencing how they break down and how they surrender and they become soldier finally. They are not objecting or anything like that, even though some of them think about that. So it's a little bit of film to show for international audience. It's a film that exposes actually what it really means to go against everyone around you. Mm-hmm. And then in order to build the film, because I didn't want to have interview, it's a real documentary, we have filmed other kids and teenagers who are nowadays facing with the same kind of track of becoming soldiers. So we film in kindergarten where they're being told, you can paint whatever you want, but green is nice to paint tanks with, for instance, or something like that. So it's the military and the preparation to become soldiers just in every inch of your life.
Yeah. It's quite odd. And in the film, too, it is a documentary, like you said, but the range of styles, too. I mean, we go from archival footage, home videos, newer footage, controlling that and having a pace to it. I feel like that was also important to you, the rhythm of the film.
Yes, I wanted to create an epic film, like a film that really covers, like, from start to end, what it means to grow up in Israel. And because this is a subject that has been dealt with, I wanted this to be the film that you have to watch about it, the film that is that really shows you and makes you feel the process. And I also wanted the poetry of the text to be the leader of the film. So you are going to places that are really surprising as an audience. It's not what you think you're going to see, and you're going to see horses and you're going to see crazy weird archive from the training of the military, and you're going to spend the time with with children and then to see this really beautiful archive of soldiers who died basically in the military from their childhood. So you get to experience actually what it means to lose a child, basically.
Yeah. What do you think is, do you see this changing in any way? Are you hoping that it'll change? What is your statement then with this film?
I think the expectation that Israel would change from inside is very naive, while the world is so supportive of Israel politics, and especially economically, and especially when it comes to military. Israeli military is doing a big commerce and big success worldwide, selling and buying weapons. And I wanted to open a discussion about what actually military is doing to a society, and how military and serving in the military, whether it's obligatory or not, whether it's in the context of Israel and another context, how it actually crashes people and how it ruins our identity and our humanity. And I feel that it's a tool for parents worldwide, and particularly in Israel, to be sensitive to the education of the children, to the circumstances of life of the children. Particularly in Israel, I imagine that parents, that the ideal response for me is a parent that watches the film, decides, I'm going to do everything I can that my child is just not going to be part of anything that is connected to military in any way possible, even if it demands immigration, I would say.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting and certainly a powerful documentary. And thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.